coming up in this podcast. You're accompanying me on my way home. And we're going to go ahead and get started here shortly.
Journey inside my mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange
journey inside my mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey inside my mind.
Patient.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey inside my mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
You are listening to Journey Inside My Mind. This is episode 7. And right now I'm driving. It's Tuesday, August 30th, 2005, and I'm driving southbound on I-75 through the city of Dayton, Ohio, through the remnants of Hurricane Katrina. And let's just say that it's pretty wet out here. As Adam Curry would say, the rock is wet and it's moving and it's blowing all over the place. Actually, I had hesitated on even doing this, but I think I got things set up. I'm going to do this live. I did episode 6 live in one take. I'm going to do this one in live in one take. Coming up in this podcast, we got some PodSafe music. I had played James Lelix. I think that's how you pronounce his name. I never even talked to him in person, but I played his sound clip, from that. It's the Howard Dean mix from episode 6. And he had given me permission to play all the music that he has posted on his site. We're going to hear a song called Que Sarad Sarad, which is something I thought was pretty cool. And then we're going to also hear from a band called Head Rush from the PodSafe Music Network. Their song is called Less Than Beautiful. We'll also hear from a guy named Mike Chapelier. His song is What Is This Moment? And then we'll finally hear from some PodSafe country music. I think it sounds more like country music to me. From a lady named Jessie Camiso. And her song is called Run Away With Me. So anyhow, it's been a pretty glum day here in Dayton, Ohio. And probably throughout most of this section of the country as we deal with what's the remnants of Hurricane Katrina. Our prayers go out to those people that are affected by them. I just can't imagine what it's like. I've never gone through something like that myself. The other thing that makes this challenging is that I'm driving this car, and it's also ancillary problems, but we're going to go ahead and take care of this. Anyhow, we're coming up on this song by James Lelix. It's pretty good jam. I think you'll like it. I know I do. That's why I'm including it in this podcast. Journey Inside My Mind. We'll be back in a moment. This is Journey Inside My Mind. I'm Dan Johnson. You can find the blog on the web at journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. Send me an email at danimal0416@gmail.com. And we're on the way, just passing through past the University of Dayton on I-75. And the weather is wet, windshield wipers going, headlights on, and driving hands on the wheel at 10 and 2 as I record this podcast live from the road. Every so often the transmission reminds me that it's getting old by doing a little bit of jerk here and there. So anyhow, I was talking to my mom, the way that I normally do, through Messenger. She lives out in San Francisco. Maybe you, if you hadn't had a chance to take a listen to episode 5, we did NanaCast, which is where Keisha got to talk to my mom on the phone. We recorded her on the conversation there. There's more of the NanaCast that I want to do later, more from that conversation that I had with my mom about different things, and it just takes making the time to put that together. Man, it is really dark out here, and normally I'm going down the highway at about 65 miles an hour. Right now it's straight 55. Everybody here is taking it nice and easy, which is probably the way that it should go, because the roads are, what do they call it on the traffic reports, something about the driving conditions, you know, difficult driving conditions. Yeah, it's the clouds are low. I can't see anything much about the wind, but there's just a lot of rain, and it reduces the visibility considerably. So anyhow, that song by James Lelix was called Que Sera, Sera. If you go over to www.lelix.com, and I think that's LILEKS.com, I like the way he has his website organized just through different categories, and there's a thing called, I think it's called audio or music, and it's just something kind of cute. He says, "I've suffered for my music. Now you can too." And the way that, from reading his thing there, he had come up with these audio files because he had gotten this trial version of some sound mixing software and put this stuff together. I mean, it doesn't sound that bad. I mean, heck, that Howard Dean thing was pretty much of a jam, and it was really cool. And then that song "Que Sera, Sera" we heard isn't that bad. Then he did a thing with Star Trek characters, you know, Captain Kirk, Dr. McCoy, Spock, and Scotty. He did something related to them, where they were including sound bites from them from the Star Trek, which I thought that's kind of cool, and then some other stuff. So I hope to feature him in some future podcasts. In about a minute or so, we're going to hear from a band called Head Rush. Their song Less Than Beautiful. But one of the things about podcasting is that it's so new to me, and it's like something that I'm seriously interested in. I have to be careful, because it can really take, it's like I'll spend all my time doing it, because it is such a new fun hobby. And I mean, I have to remember that I'm not a teenager anymore. I'm a young man, you know, but I'm not quite as young as I did. And I have other responsibilities, namely that I'm married and have a daughter and stuff like that. And this is one of those things that my wife and I, we started talking about. I can't let this podcast... Hey, that's the cue to let me shut up so you guys can listen to Head Rush. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Pod Safe Music on Journey Inside My Mind. That was Head Rush with their song Less Than Beautiful. You know, one of the things I like about going when I go over to the Pod Safe Music Network, which you can find over at music.podshow.com, is, you know, that you can sort and search for music, browse music by different genres, and they have a link where a little thing there that you can press to hear what this to listen to the song. And all these songs that I've been playing are songs that I've heard before. They're pretty cool songs. I mean, there's such a great variety of music there, and I know it's just going to continue to grow as artists learn about it. And, you know, of course, as we as podcasters promote them using the in our podcast, it's great that this Pod Safe Music is out there. So before that song, I was talking about just needing to strike a balance in this, and one of the things that I'm learning is, okay, If I can do this podcast live, then that's one of the ways that's going to take down that. I think a lot of it, the concern is taking a long way to say something that I'm trying to say here, is that it's taking a lot of time for me to put these podcasts together. Right now it is. And I don't know if it's the software I'm using. I'm using Audacity, which is free. But just setting up the podcast, I think some of it's just, you know, I want to listen to the music beforehand. And one of the things I was just thinking of is if I can get this set up while there's a big accident on northbound 75 just before you get to 675. 1, 2, 3, 4 emergency vehicles over there. Anyhow, if I get the tracks lined up like I have with this podcast and like I did with the previous podcast, and then just fill up the space in between with talk, shut up in between, you know, as the songs or the clips are playing, then I think that'll work out pretty well. I guess the big concern that my wife is having is that it's taken me so much time. You know, last week, the podcast that I did, I was up until the wee hours of the morning getting everything perfect, and I'm just realizing it doesn't quite need to be so perfect. I mean, heck, I'm not turning the microphone volume down as the songs are playing. So you're probably hearing the sound of the windshield wipers, the rain, the sound of the car. But I don't really care right now. It's just good to be able to do some podcasting. Another thing that really helps out is my work. They gave me an extra battery for this laptop. Not that I really need it, because I'm only going to be recording a, you know, what it looks like to be about a 30-minute podcast, hopefully. You know, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time with the computer online, but I've got the computer here. I don't even know why I brought that up. I don't know, maybe I might want to go back and cut that out. So anyhow, I talked to my wife on the way out the door, and I found out that she's already eating. And this is one of those great things I'm going to look forward to about these next couple of days, is I'm working out of the home, connecting to my computer at work through VPN. Which is pretty cool technology. Those of you who aren't familiar with it, I'll just share briefly before we go into our next song, which is coming up. It's Mike Chapelier with his song, What Is This Moment? VPN, once you're connected to the internet, VPN, it creates a tunnel so that you can connect from the computer that you're connected to the internet through to a computer at the work site, and then I can just work from that computer. Pretty cool stuff. Anyhow, you are listening to Journey Inside My Mind. Send me an email at danimal0416@gmail.com. We'll be back after this song.
What is this moment? just be air.
Mike Chapelier with his song "What Is This Moment." It's pretty cool PodSafe music off the PodSafe Music Network. So let's see, I'm driving southbound right now on I-75, heading into Franklin, just past the Franklin Corporation limit. I'm about exit 36. I work around exit 59 off I-75, somewhere around there. And it takes me usually about an hour. Maybe a little over an hour, probably a little over an hour tonight because of the weather and just that I'm driving a little bit slower than I normally do, of course. And so I've been talking about just trying to have a balance in my life and, you know, a way to get the podcast done more efficiently, I think. And I think that right now I'm pretty satisfied with this if I can get stuff lined up early on. And one of the things I'm wanting to do is a jazz cast, where I can highlight some of the PodSafe jazz music and just talk about some of my experiences and stuff like that with jazz music. And if I can get some of these things lined up ahead of time, then it'll be pretty easy to, you know, get these things out. Some of this also has to do with connectivity at home, you know, uploading the files to the web server that hosts it over the folks at rmedia.org and archive.org. I mean, they just do a phenomenal job of letting people store information out there for free, really. And I think that's pretty awesome. And then, of course, getting the show notes put together and whatnot. I've been hearing on the Daily Source Code from Adam Curry. He's talking about he's got this organizer thing that he's doing that helps him to put his show notes pretty much together and just helps him to stay on track. I think that's pretty cool. In a few moments, we're going to hear from a young lady named Jessie Camiso. Yeah, I think that's probably how her name is pronounced. And her song is going to be "Run Away With Me" on Journey Inside My Mind. Just a reminder, if you want to, the archives to the blog Journey Inside My Mind, I started this back in January 2002, and I had no idea what I was doing back then. I have no idea what I'm doing right now with the podcasting, but you know, there's a lot of stuff that I put in there, and I designed it to be something where I can reflect on different things throughout my day and just got kind of a good audio blog. But then there's a lot of other stuff on there, and I also set up well, that's the cue. I'll be back in a moment. Gotta let Jessie sing her song. Pod Safe Country music on Journey Inside My Mind with Jesse Camuso with Run Away With Me. That was a pretty cool song. And that doesn't sound anything different than what I would hear on a kind of regular country music station. So as I again, just want to promote and give up props to the Pod Safe Music Network and the artists for putting their music out there for folks like us to include in our podcast. Well, anyhow, I'm looking here. I'm seeing that I got probably about less than a minute or so to for the show. As I'm heading into Monroe, Ohio, exit 29 off I-75, it doesn't look like it's raining quite as heavy as it was north of here. I was talking a little bit about the blog before, journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com, and I had created a GeoCities webpage, which you can find the link to that. You can find the XML RSS feed link that you can copy into your podcast receiver, like iPodder. You can go over to iPodder.org and get that for free software. And then you can check out some of the other stuff over there. Just encourage you to check that out when you get a moment. And well, I guess this is about wraps up the show. I don't want to keep it much longer than 30 minutes, even though I'm not home yet. Figured I'll let you guys listen to something else, or go back and rewind this and listen to this again. Again, thanks to everybody who provides this. And you can go ahead and check out more of the information on the show notes that'll go with this podcast. This is Dan Johnson saying, I got to wait for the outro music, and I'm not going to fast forward or stop or pause or anything like that. Again, this is all done live. Here it comes. There it is. Wait a minute. Okay. Again, that's one of the things about live podcasting. There it is. There's the outro. Again, Dan Johnson saying thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Make it a great day, everybody.